Val opened the door to reveal her compact quarters and sighed, "Hovel, sweet hovel," before sniffing her clothes and saying, "Ick." Surveillance work was boring and dirty, and she hated doing it. The warehouse she had just been staking out was repulsive, and she wouldn't be surprised if she caught some disgusting disease. Going straight to her sink and then washing her hands thoroughly, she began singing happy birthday to herself like she'd been taught as a little girl by her mother, who was a nurse. She turned around and faced her deluxe stainless steel refrigerator and opened the door to the freezer. Peering inside, she found one lonely pint of Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough. Otherwise, the freezer was like a barren desert. She popped the top of the carton and looked inside. One measly spoonful of her treat was left at the bottom. God damn it, Char. Val was furious. She was tired, dirty, and hungry. Not necessarily in that order. She marched out of her quarters and down the hall and started banging on the first door to the left. She absolutely did not care one bit if she interrupted Char and Tony in whatever stage of lovemaking they might be in. It was late at night, so she knew that would undoubtedly be occurring. New love, ugh. They're like rabbits for shit's sake. They had raided her fridge for the last time. Isn't anything sacred anymore? Bang, bang, bang. Open the fucking door, Char. You better have at least one full pint of ice cream left, or so help me, I'll forget we're on the same side and put a goddamn bullet in your hand for stealing my main food source. Val instantly regretted her words. Char was like a sister to her. Val was just cranky tonight. Maggie, the head of the organization, a covert group of women working toward eliminating the sleazier side of society, had relegated her to watch what those animals were doing to the young girls, and it made her skin crawl. If it were up to her, she would have killed them all, but she had her orders, and the last thing the organization needed was for her to compromise the sting they were setting up. Images of the past returned, and a cold fury washed over her. At least she'd been the one to put the bullet in Victor Borsky's head. It almost scared her to think that the one event had given her more joy than anything in her life, past or present. Val was an impatient person, and the fact that it took them 18 months to take down Victor was unacceptable to her. She wanted to move faster with Leonid, the newly appointed head of the Russian mob. He'd been able to reestablish Victor's slave trade business in mere months. Unfortunately, he was twice as cunning and 10 times as ruthless as Victor. Leonid was also a paranoid bastard who vetted his employees carefully, so they hadn't found a way into his inner circle yet. Val didn't generally agree with her fellow agent Rhonda's perspective on how to address the Russian mob, but in this instance, she thought her colleague had the right idea. Rhonda's answer to the problem was to execute every last one of them. Val thought that was the perfect solution and right up her alley. She excelled at executions. As far as Val could tell, his only Achilles heel was his beautiful new wife. He had numerous enemies and didn't want his wife to get caught in the crossfire. She, however, refused to feel like a prisoner in her own home and insisted on living life as a normal person without a string of bodyguards to protect her. His jealousy was legendary, and he'd already terminated 3 bodyguards for what he perceived as their inappropriate attention toward his wife. Val was about to break the door down when a disheveled redhead opened it and blinked at her. Behind her, a dark-haired woman peered around her lover with an unrepentant smirk.